This is the 8th of my Hypnovember recordings, being recorded on day 9, but I digress. And today's prompt is forest. When I think about a forest, I can't help but remember the aphorism, "Can't see the wood for the trees." Have you heard of that? Curious phrase. If you're a native speaker, I'm sure you recognize it. Can't see the wood for the trees. What it essentially means is that sometimes we can have such a rigid way that we expect something to be, that we miss what it really is and how useful it can be. When we over-focus on what we expect to find, we can miss what's happening right now. And trance is a lot like that, isn't it? The wood in this case is that wonderful, deep, hypnotic feeling that you crave so much. And the trees is your belief, your expectation, your preconception about what hypnosis will be like for you, how it will feel, what will happen inside your head. What's already happening inside your head? Well, if you overfocus on what you think might happen soon, if you overfocus on how wonderful it will be when you're completely controlled, at my mercy, with nothing left inside your head to think with, sweet one, then you'll miss the fact that my words have already started that process, that they've already begun to sneak their way inside your mind, that they're slipping past your defenses, even now as I tell this story, and rendering you helpless. Because the trees here are my words. You can be so caught up in understanding them, following them, how you should react to them, when in actual fact, the words are already having an effect before your conscious mind has had time to process the effect that it's having. Your conscious mind is working so hard to interpret when your subconscious just understands naturally, easily. And so that subconscious, before you can even manage to understand your own reactions, before you've processed them, before that metacognition has taken place, has already decided how it will respond, has already been made to respond by my words, has already been lured into the trap that I'm laying for it, seduced into that feeling that I want you to have, that you can't help but having. And if you keep searching for the wood, that's fine. You can keep looking through those dense branches that are my words. You can keep peering deep into your mind, trying to catch some glimpse of what I'm doing, trying to understand the structure. But you won't. Not on that conscious level. Well, you might if I allow you to, if I point you exactly to the wood, then you'll find it, won't you? But unless I want you to find it, to understand it, to process it in a particular way, then I'm working on a deeper level than that. Just like wood, of course, is processed. Wood is what happens when a tree is felled and cut and made ready and useful. My words are doing that to you. My words are making those trees inside your mind that you can't find, that you can't see, that you can't sense, because you're too busy looking into something so useful to me. I'm just getting them all ready, even now. I'm lining up everything I need to My voice is going everywhere it needs to go in order to process you, to change you into something more useful to me. Meanwhile, you keep searching. Keep searching in that forest and looking desperately for something that looks like mindlessness. I know you want to find it, don't you? I know you want to feel it. I know you want to embrace that hypnotic bliss that I'm offering you. What is it that you seek? What is it that you imagine? When you think about being so mindless for somebody, and how do you know that your subconscious isn't already there? Would you be able to detect it, or would it be so well disguised inside your head? Would it be so close to what you perceive as your own thought, your own action? That it would be almost indistinguishable. Perhaps. Perhaps you need a show of force. Perhaps you need to know exactly how good it feels to be hypnotized by me. To drop for me. Good. That feels so good, doesn't it? As you slip and drop and fall into that state that you long for. As I cut you down to size and make you useful to me. As you feel that mind emptying out. All of those hard thoughts going to sawdust inside your head. As I chop through them with my words. As I turn you, change you, polish you into something so pretty. My obedient thing. But don't worry, you can keep searching. I like it when you're obsessed with how it feels. When you're obsessed with detecting every little change inside yourself. When you're engrossed and fascinated in every little flutter of your eye, every little muscle that relaxes for me now. Every bit that your body drops into that comfortable state. Every deep, wonderful breath that you take for me that changes you further. I love that. But for now I'm going to let you come back up with that question inside your head. How much have I changed? How much is in there that you can't detect? Can you see the wood for the trees, my sweet? Come back up for me now. Come back up in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Awake. Up, up, up.